you ask me a question and I don't know the answer, I will find the answer.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
With the world so set on tearing itself apart, it don't seem like such a bad thing to me to want to put a little bit of it back together.
You all know why I'm here.
3, 2, 1, welcome. Welcome to episode 10 of Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world. On this episode, we look at the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, the oldest ongoing national soccer competition in the U.S. Due to the size and diversity of America, the Open Cup should be the greatest domestic soccer cup competition in the world. Sadly, it is not. U.S. soccer has made it difficult for adult amateur teams to participate due to registration fees, travel costs, and limited prize money. To make matters worse, U.S. soccer nor MLS seem interested in seeing MLS franchises face and possibly lose to amateur teams as they have in the past, for fear of what that might do to the perception of the league. If U.S. soccer were really interested in making the Open Cup the greatest domestic cup competition in the world, they could do three things. 1. Have lower-seeded clubs always host the match. This would lower operating costs for less wealthy teams and bring pro soccer to more cities and towns. 2. Raise the profile of the competition with all matches televised or streamed with set U.S. Open Cup match windows. And 3. Increase the prize payouts, lower registration fees, and reimburse travel costs for teams traveling long distances. U.S. soccer claims to want to make soccer in all its forms a preeminent sport in the U.S., while improving the U.S. Open Cup is an easy place to start. Thanks for listening. Learn more at wrk.mn/soccerworks. Until next time.